Senator Al Simpson, is Medicare being ripped off for home medical equipment which helps our elderly stay out of hospitals? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, since 83, the generous federal health insurance program for elderly and disabled, Medicare, has picked up the tab for certain kinds of medical equipment. The idea is rather simple. By paying for hospital beds, portable ventilators, and a variety of other gear, we help our Medicare patients to stay at home and out of the hospital. That should also save us millions of bucks. Ted, the problem is that some unethical companies overcharge Medicare for these health aids. Some firms jack up the old price 4 or 5 times more than what an ordinary drugstore would charge. Your health committee ought to get a grip on this kind of fraud, pal. The taxpayer bucks we could save on that scam could go to those who truly deserve it.
Surprise, Al. It's a committee you sit on, the Senate Aging Committee, that's been investigating Medicare fraud and abuse and doing a good job. Stop in at your Senate office sometime. Find out what your committee's doing these days. Again, the other day, your committee heard shocking testimony about Medicare fraud. In one flagrant scam, operators telephoned Medicare beneficiaries and promised free medical equipment to elderly patients, then soaked Medicare for worthless materials. Exhibit A was a shabby foam rubber pad worth $28, yet those crooks ripped off Medicare for $1,100. Now, as a cost-cutting measure, the Bush administration plans to abolish the toll-free hotline for senior citizens to report frauds like that. That's a stupid cost-cutting step, Al. It doesn't cut costs. Each dollar spent on enforcement stops $12 in Medicare fraud. Enforcement's too weak as it is, Al. Why is the Bush administration making it even harder to end these abuses? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.